It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret. There's been some positive news from the CDC lately. The number of overdose deaths in the U.S. has gone down this last year. The same is true here in Wisconsin. But rates are still high compared to pre-pandemic levels. An addiction treatment center in Manitowoc just got a boost in its efforts to deal with addiction. Core Treatment Services is receiving $750,000 to expand its recovery services in rural Wisconsin. Democratic U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin recently announced that funding as part of a bill to address the fentanyl and opioid epidemic. In 2020, the nonprofit organization opened its doors to support people facing alcohol and drug abuse. The 16-bed facility in northeastern Wisconsin offers residential and day treatment, and the new funding aims to help the group serve more people in rural parts of the state. Carmen Persaud is co-executive director of Core Treatment Services in Manitowoc. Carmen, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thank you. Good morning.
Well, Carmen, before we get into this new funding, can you walk us through the doors of Core Treatment and tell us the kind of things you offer to people in the community?
Absolutely. Like you had stated, we opened our doors in 2020, and we have had some extensive growth in the last 5 years. So we started with one facility, 16 treatment beds and day treatment. Currently, today, we offer 36 treatment beds in two separate facilities. We have a facility for women and a facility for men. And we have also expanded an outpatient behavioral health clinic so we can treat people with both mental health and substance use disorders on the outpatient level as well. And then in addition to that, we do offer two crisis beds to Manitowoc County individuals. We work closely with the Human Services Department, who funds those beds so that we can help people who may be in the ER of hospitals, may be experiencing an overdose. Instead of going back out on the street, they can come by us and we'll put them in a crisis bed. And we see probably about 90% of those individuals transition into treatment from a crisis bed, whereas previously they would not have done that. And then most recently, as you also indicated, we've expanded our reach out to other rural communities. So we do have an outpatient behavioral health clinic in Waupaca, and we provide recovery support services in Shawano, as well as two recovery homes in Shawano, one for men and one for women as well. So
Carmen,
we've been busy.
I imagine so. Now, I keep hearing as I talk to people about addiction, you're talking about a critical moment here. When somebody has that crisis, they are coming out of an emergency room. They may have just had an overdose. How important is it to provide, as you say, that transition, that next step for people in that moment?
It is absolutely critical. I think one of the biggest benefits of that is we actually are providing people hope at a point where they are at their complete lowest. You know, if you're facing getting discharged from the hospital and you have nowhere to go, what is your level of hope going to be at that point? What are your choices? Probably to return to drugs. That's the easiest and the most calming effect you can have on yourself. But if you're given the opportunity of a crisis bed, people will take that. We give you a warm bed. We give you food, a roof over your head, and you're surrounded by people who are doing the work to improve themselves and work this recovery through treatment. So you get all the support as you are starting to go through some really tough days. And that really helps people understand the importance of treatment. And then they choose to stay. And we've seen some great outcomes from that. It's been wonderful.
Carmen, you mentioned you opened in 2020, and I think, wow, so that's the COVID year, and that's when we're seeing fentanyl really accelerate in the drug supply in the country. I mean, what was it like to get going in the midst of that chaos, double-edged chaos in some ways?
Yeah, chaos is the right word. We are state licensed, so we received our license to open mid-March, and it was right before our state got shut down for COVID. So it was quite devastating at first, but something that myself and my co-director are good at is pivoting. And that's what we did. We just said, okay, we need to pivot. We have to do something. So we took our day treatment program and we made it virtual. So we were able to at least open and start virtual treatment. It wasn't ideal, but it was what we could do to start helping people. And from there, then by that summer, we were opening with only 8 beds. So we limited the capacity in our building and we just kind of went from there. And at some point we just decided, you know what, we need to start helping people. So we're going to have to take a chance. And we just all masked up. We kept our building clean and we just, you know, moved forward. That's all we could do. But it was definitely a shock because we worked very hard to get our building open, to get licensed. And then to face that, it was, you know, we had a moment of devastation, but we picked up and we moved forward and we pivoted and did what we could.
Carmen Persaud is with us, co-executive director of Core Treatment Services in Manitowoc. Just got new federal funding to expand outreach to rural communities, more rural communities. And Carmen, what does this funding mean for your operation and your ability to reach more people?
This has been definitely an incredible couple weeks to find out that we were awarded this funding. We worked very hard to put together our grant application and our plan, and the grant is funded for sure for 1 year, but can go up to 4 years. So we have a 4-year plan on how we can expand our services, both treatment and recovery, and also to expand out. Like I said, we're in Waupaca and we're in Shawano, but we are looking to expand to the Menominee tribe, Oneida, and the other surrounding tribes. So we're extending our reach because what we've noticed as people come to us for treatment and they go home, there are no support services in place. So we're literally setting people up for failure after they just worked really hard to get through 30 to 45 days of treatment. So we started a resiliency initiative, which allows us to go into rural communities and start setting up services. So Shawano was our really first attempt at that. And so far we've been quite successful at doing so. So the grant is going to help us to increase that reach. It's also going to allow us to work with ThetaCare and help develop some bridge clinics where we can bring medication-assisted treatment to people that cannot easily access it. So we're working on establishing that relationship with ThetaCare and working on establishing those clinics, also opening up additional recovery homes. We find that people in treatment, if they can move into a recovery home when they leave treatment, have a better chance of success because they're surrounded by that support. So we're looking to establish that as well. So we've got quite a long list for the next 4 years, and we hope that we can continue to get that funding for the 3 years after and really make a change in rural communities and lower that overdose rate there as well.
Can you talk about the range of treatment people are getting when they meet up with Core Treatment Services? I saw quite a wide variety of things, from cognitive behavioral therapy to yoga, social connection types of things. Mm-hmm. What are people doing there?
So one of the things that makes us different is part of our name. When we started creating Core, to actually effectively treat substance use disorder, you really have to really get to the inside of people. And what I mean by that is we're treating the substance use disorder, but it rarely just started as a random substance use disorder. There are things that have occurred in a person's life that have led up to their only option being using a substance. So of course I'm speaking about trauma. Mm-hmm. So our program is designed to be as individual as possible because each person is different. They can't walk in our building and have a cookie cutter program. We're not gonna see success, I don't believe. So I've created the program so that it is really getting to the core of people, really working from the inside out, and addressing each individual person. So that means what works for one person may not work for the next. So we try to offer a wide variety of different treatment modalities like cognitive behavioral therapy, which works on helping people change the way they think. But we're also incorporating there's Native American approaches to treatment regarding their traditions. So we are able to tap into that if we have someone that is in our treatment program that believes in those traditions and cultures. We offer physical exercise. So we try to do like the whole person. We get people out to recovery meetings while they're in treatment. We try to connect them with resources in their own community. We offer case management services. So as soon as someone's walking in the door, that case manager is working with them on what is the plan when you leave here? What is the best plan for you to have success? And then we build their treatment plan around what works for that person. Everybody's different, like I said, so our treatment has to be different for each person as much as possible. We find a lot of people adapt well to music and art. So we try to bring in every different aspect that we can so that people, you know, when they're coming out of addiction, they forgot who they were. And exposing them to as many healthy, sober activities that you can oftentimes light a fire in them about something that they didn't even realize they had a talent for or that they really loved. So it's important that we really, as they're trudging through treatment, that they also have healthy outlets that we're exposing them to. So when they leave, they can pursue some of those hobbies that don't involve drugs and alcohol.
Very briefly, as we wrap up, as I understand it, you don't provide directly medication treatments like naloxone and methadone, but you did mention that you might connect people with those services. Is that right?
Absolutely. We do not prescribe it, but we do work with the doctors that do prescribe it, and we do allow for people to make appointments for medication-assisted treatment, and we support it in our facility.
Carmen, we'll leave it there. Thanks for sharing your work with us.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Carmen Prasad is the co-executive director of Core Treatment Services in Manitowoc, talking about their outreach to rural communities in northeastern Wisconsin and a federal grant that will help them expand their operations. Coming up, a Wisconsin-based group has been providing life-changing cataract surgery around the world for the last 40 years.
Then it turns into a smile because they realize they can finally see. It's really a transformative moment for everyone involved.
More about Wisconsin-based Combat Blindness International coming up on Wisconsin Today.